Got another topic for you.
I don't like surprises.
Ready for this one?
Ah, sure.
What do you think about drugs?
I stay away from them.
Have you ever tried a narcotic in your life?
No.
You never smoked some weed?
Not even smoked pot, no.
What?
Nothing.
Would you be open to it? One of these days?
If I
hit Icon, can we?
What is it about?
I'm just trying to incentivize
you. It's really a funny thing. I don't know how much I should say in my personal life, but I have someone close to me that has been doing these type of drugs for a long time, and they have the same goal is to see me do it. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have any real reason. I do smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And I do, I'm interested in smoking pipes. I think that's probably a better.
Peace pipe?
Yeah, peace pipe. Peyote, is that what it is?
No, I wouldn't do any of that.
I'd be interested in going the pipe direction, but I don't have any particular reason.
But like, truthfully, are you talking like tobacco or?
Yeah, not tobacco.
Ganj.
No, tobacco. I don't know what other things you're talking about.
Okay.
But just tobacco.
Yeah, that's the direction I'm hitting on the legalization of it, because I think that that's a, what do you have, like Portland, who just legalized like everything? I think that's a bit excessive. But, you know,
you're going to have immediate negative effects. And I think people think that the positive will overwhelm the negative when you take away the policing of it, when you take away putting people in prison for
these offenses. Look at all the
that's what they always
fentanyl
focus on.
Coming in, and like you buy stuff off the streets. Like, I don't think like stuff like cocaine or because I've had problems before, and we've talked about it with Adderall. I remember when I was in college and I got my wisdom teeth done, I extended my stay on the hydrocodones, which drove me a little nuts. That was really hard to quit, actually. It's like pretty similar to Adderall, right? But like, I do like the Delta 8 that's come out. I think it's pretty cool.
What is that?
So it's a very small amount of THC. But what happens is when you mix it with CBD, you know what CBD is?
Oils?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't give you like a psychoactive high, but it just kind of relaxes you a little bit. It's not like it doesn't alter your state of mind necessarily, but it just kind of like calms you down. But it's from cannabis, right? So it's like Delta 8 is mostly CBD, but then it mixes with the tiny amount of THC, which makes it like you're doing
euphoric.
No, I mean, it makes it the psychoactive to where it's like it's almost the same as like smoking weed, right?
I mean, we're looking for things that
create, but I do the edibles.
I know, but we're looking at
and
things
it's legal.
That create experiences and titillation, and I don't think that's something we should strive
but
for.
But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The same way you drink coffee in the morning to wake up, same way you maybe have a glass of whiskey or smoke a cigar, right? To me, it's not much different than that.
Yeah, I don't have a strong feeling about it, but I'll say some thinking of it.
Sure.
Right, so like prohibition with alcohol was probably pretty bad and controversial, and it caused a lot more problems than it was helping.
Right.
It was easier just to put it back in place. It's like terminating gambling and things like that. I mean, there are things that naturally are probably not good for us inherently, especially when doing in certain volume. I used to have a pretty strong opinion about not legalizing marijuana, and I don't have stats in front of me. I get the feeling that legalizing it has been less beneficial than it was if it weren't. I kind of have that feeling about it. I'm just going to say it kind of in that general.
That's term. Why we need you to try it.
Yeah.
What do you think, John? Think so? Don't listen to him.